next public hearing is change of zone number 1768, Convergence Communities.
This is the application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to MRRPC Medium Density Residential District Residential Plan Community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, parcel containing 49.66 acres, more or less, for land lying north of Route 361, Muddy Neck Road, being east and south of Ocean Way Estate Subdivision, west of the Aswama Canal, and also north of the Ocean View Beach Club community in the town of Ocean View, with access from Nantasket Avenue, Old Orchard Avenue, Ocean Beach Avenue, and Gooseberry Avenue. The 911 address was not available since it's an acreage parcel. The tax map ID is District 134, Map 17, parcel number 12. For the benefit of the record, the applicants provided a survey site plan with the application, which was received on December 16th of 2014. On March 30th of 2015, the applicants provided an exhibit booklet for consideration, and it contained a presentation outline, a data column, a MRRPC rezoning site plan, a revised MRRPC rezoning site plan amended to reference technical advisory committee comments, a series of maps, aerials, and renderings, a copy of a portion of the 1868 Beers Atlas of the Lewis and Rehoboth area. Excuse me, that should be the Baltimore 100 area. A copy of the response to the Preliminary Land Use Service, also known as PLUS, an environmental assessment and public facilities evaluation report, references to compliance with the standards of Chapter 99.9C of the Subdivision Ordinance, Technical Advisory Committee responses, a copy of the DLDOT Support Facilities Report, and a willing and able to serve letter from Tidewater Utilities Incorporated as it relates to Central Water. The applicants also provided exhibits on March 25th of 2015, which included Google Earth aerial photograph, a copy of the strategies for state policies and spending investment level map, a zoning map of the general area, a copy of the Ocean View Beach Club site plan on the adjacent property, which is within the town of Ocean View, copies of minutes of the Planning and Zoning Commission for May 8, 2008 and May 22nd of 2008 relating to conditional use number 1790, the application of Martha's Light LLC for a continuing care retirement community, and also copies of the minutes of the Sussex County Council for June 3, 2008 relating to conditional use 1790, granting approval of the continuing care retirement community. We did receive comments from the County Engineering Department in the form of a memorandum dated April 2, 2015, and referencing that the site is located in the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District planning area, that wastewater capacity is available, that Ordinance 38, construction will be required, that the current system connection charge rate is $5,500 per equivalent dwelling unit, that the proposed project must extend mainline sewer and make its connection to a 15-inch gravity line in Ogre Drive, that alternatively a connection point may be available along the parcel southerly property line when the Ocean View Beach Club completes construction of the sewer system to serve that community, that the project is capable of being annexed into the sewer district following completion of certain administrative procedures, that sewer service and connection to the sewer system is mandatory, that the project is within system design assumptions and adequate sewer capacity is available, that the proposed development will require a developer-installed collection system in accordance with county standard requirements and procedures and the South Coast Area Planning Study 2005 update, that the county engineer must approve the connection point, that the engineering department requires that a sewer concept plan be submitted for review and approval prior to requesting annexation into the district, that the concept plan shall include provisions for an 8-inch collection point extended to the remaining portion of the parcel, that one-time system connection charges and annual front footage and service charges will apply, that there will need to be a memorandum of understanding signed prior to annexation obligating the developer to pay front footage assessment and system connection charges in accordance with county policies and procedures for non-exempt properties. And gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir. Well, we still recognize Mr. Fuquay.
I think I'm a bit older.
Although, in a few hours, you might be unrecognizable.
For the record, again, my name is James Fuquay. I represent the applicant. I do want to mention three quick things. First of all, I might be getting a little punchy here, so bear with me. But with me tonight, again, are Zach Crouch of Davis Bowen and Friedel, and Doug Friedman, who's part of the principal, the applicant. Doug flew in from Chicago today. Flights were delayed out there because of weather, and he made every effort to get here, and he was able to get here and able to be here tonight, and I'm sure he's enjoyed himself so far this evening. I also want to mention that I want to apologize for the people who are behind me, that we have two hearings. This is the way the schedule goes, and I'm sorry they've been here so long, and I know they have business they want to take care of, and it's unfortunate, but, you know, somebody gets at the end, and in this case, that's the way it is. And also, I want to tell you how strange it feels to be making a zoning presentation without a couple hundred people behind me staring at me. So,
well, 2 hours ago, you said you'd be brief.
As I said, I'm also getting punchy. Okay, we have submitted, as Lawrence said, for the record, an exhibit booklet, which is the large booklet. And then also I have a pamphlet that I submitted, which has some things in there that I'll be referring to. The presentation booklet, again, contains the plus response, the environmental assessment and public facilities report, and the Chapter 99-9 response. This is an application to rezone a 49.66-acre parcel of land from AR1 to RPC, or to MRRPC. What's being proposed is 164 residential units, 120 single-family lots, and 44 townhouse lots. The parcel is located north of Muddy Neck Road, which is County Road 361, and it's to the rear of an approved development called Ocean View Beach Club, and that is currently under site construction, that development. The Ocean View Beach Club was a residential planned community that was actually approved by the town of Ocean View, and that's approved for 300 residential units, being a mixture of 150 single-family lots and 150 multifamily units, and 0.6 acres of commercial use. So again, this is Muddy Neck Road. This is where the Ocean View Beach Club would be. To the north and west boundaries of our property is Ocean Way Estates. That's over here and here. And I know you're familiar with Ocean Way Estates because you've had some business there involving gates recently, I understand. And then to the east of the property is the Assawoman Canal and the canal right-of-way. On the other side of the canal is actually Sea Colony West. The area, as you can see from the aerial, is substantially developed with residential communities. They are a mixture of single-family, townhouse, and condominium mixed-use development, and that basically surrounds this immediate area. In addition to Ocean Way Estates and the Ocean View Beach Club, which I mentioned, other developments in the immediate area around along Muddy Neck Road include Clearwater, which is an MRRPC, Bethany Meadows, which is zoned HR2, Southampton, which is an MRRPC, Waterside, which is an HRRPC, and many other developments as shown on that document, as well as the aerial photos and maps that are in the exhibit book.
Mr. Fuquay, if I could, just for the sake of consistency, for anyone who's here who might have an interest in this application, the applicant does have exhibit boards. They can be somewhat difficult for you to see from where you're sitting. So if you would like to get up and take a closer look, feel free to walk up and gaze to your heart's content. Just don't have any conversation while you're doing it. All right, go ahead.
Yes, the property is currently owned by the trustees of the Protestant Episcopal Church of Delaware.
and the trustees have entered into a contract to sell the property to the applicant. The entire parcel contains 54.91 acres. 49.66 acres are being sold, and that's the subject of our application. 5.25 acres will be retained by the church trustees. And you can see the five-acre parcel is located in the southwest corner right here, and that does have a access that comes out to Muddy Neck Road. So that is, as I said, being retained by the trustees. There is some, again, relevant land use history to this site. As I understand from the minutes of some prior hearings, this land was originally a gift to the Episcopal Church from Mary Lighthype in 1998. There were some original plans to build an Episcopal school on the site. Those plans were changed to development of a continuing care retirement community that was going to be operated by Peninsula United Methodist Homes, Inc., who has existing continuing care communities in Wilmington, in Seaford, in Hokesson, and in Chestertown, Maryland. Back in 2008, a conditional use application was filed by Martha's Light, LLC, which I think all you gentlemen partook in that. The hearings were held by the Planning and Zoning Commission and the County Council, and on June 3rd, 2008, County Council approved a conditional use for a continuing care retirement community on this site for 232 residential units, and they were a combination of single-family homes, independent living apartments, and villa apartments, and 94 healthcare units, together with limited commercial facilities and healthcare facilities. And minutes of the 2008 Planning and Zoning and County Council hearings are in Exhibit E and F of the smaller exhibit book that I gave you. Now, despite that approval, the development of the continuing care facility did not proceed. I assume it was due to the severe downturn in the economy that was beginning just about at the time of that approval. And subsequently, the church trustees determined to market the property for sale, and as I mentioned, it is now under the contract to the applicant. So, in effect, our proposal is to have an MRRPC that would basically replace what is already approved as the continuing care retirement community. So the 232 units and 94 healthcare units that were the continuing care facility would be replaced with 164 residential units. As to the development of the site, water for domestic use and fire protection would be provided by Tidewater Utilities, Inc., and, of course, they are a public-regulated water company. There is an ability to serve letter in tab 8 of the exhibit book. The parcel, as Lawrence stated, is in the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District planning area. The county engineer's review comments indicate that the system design assumption for this parcel is a maximum of 4 units per acre, that the parcel is adjacent to the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. It can be annexed into the district, and that the proposed 164-unit development is within the system design assumptions and adequate sewer capacity is available. There are no endangered species, critical habitat, archaeological sites, or National Register-listed sites associated with the property. Fire protection will be provided by the Millville Volunteer Fire Department, electricity by Delmarva Power. Zach Crouch will review the site plan with you, but I do want to mention just several points before he does that. The access to the development will be through the Ocean View Beach Club, which is, again, the development that's being developed right here. So there's no separate access to Muddy Neck Road from this site. It'll be through the roads that will be built right here. In Exhibit D of the packet, that is a site plan of the Ocean View Beach Club development. The main entrance is a road referred to as Ocean Beach Avenue, and again, that will be the main access that will extend back to our property. And then in addition, you can see on that site plan, there are three additional stubbed roads that will connect to our site plan. So there'll actually be four roads that actually come into what we're proposing. Convergence Communities is the developer of both of these sites. However, the sites do not have identical ownership. There's two different LLCs that actually own the sites. The Ocean View Beach Club is actually owned by Wind and Sea LLC, and our parcel will be purchased by a Light Hype LLC or some entity with that name. Some of the members are the same, some of the members aren't the same, but it's a different form of ownership. So our parcel we're talking about tonight is, for all practical purposes, an additional phase of that development, but it may be organized as a separate development. But again, for practical purposes, it's going to be interrelated. And related to that design, the recreational amenities that are located in the Ocean View Beach Club were expanded from the original design once our parcel became available. So if I can say that differently, originally this parcel wasn't in play, and the design of the Ocean View Beach Club was as it was proposed. When this property came available and my clients were able to secure it, they changed the plans for the amenities in the Ocean View Beach Club to expand them to be able to accommodate use by both of the developments. So any future residents of our parcel will be entitled to the use of all the recreational facilities in the Ocean View Beach Club under the same rights, responsibilities, and fees that are applicable to the owners in the Ocean View Beach Club. And those recreational amenities will include an 8,000 square foot clubhouse. The clubhouse will include a fitness center, a spa, and an indoor swimming pool. There will also be an outdoor swimming pool, and there's multi-purpose sports court and walking trails. The other item I want to mention is that the choice was made to file this application under county zoning jurisdiction. The property is currently under county zoning authority and subject to county zoning jurisdiction. It was a business decision to go the county route rather than elect to be annexed to the town of Ocean View. As with any business decision, that determination is based on an analysis of the cost and the benefits of how to proceed with any decision. And in this particular case, the decision was made to proceed under the existing county jurisdiction, which is the applicant's right. And if you want to discuss that further, I can expand on that, but I'll leave it at that. And if you have any questions, I'll try to address them. Now, as to the actual legal basis supporting our application, under the Delaware's strategies for state policies and spending, the site is located in an investment level 2 area. As you know, investment level 2 areas under the state plan are areas where growth is anticipated by local, county, and state plans in the near future, and state investment will support growth in these areas. As to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, the site is located in the environmentally sensitive development area, which is one of the designated growth areas in the plan. Single-family townhouse units and multifamily units are recognized as appropriate uses in the environmentally sensitive development area, and central water and sewer are strongly encouraged in those areas. And as I've already stated, they will be available for this development. Under the zoning ordinance, the purpose of MR zoning is to provide for medium density residential development in areas generally urban in character, where county sewer and central water are available. And the residential plan community designation encourages large-scale developments as a means of creating a superior living environment through unified developments. When you consider that our site is basically surrounded by MR land and RPCs, and that is shown on Exhibit C in the packet, which is the zoning map. And again, I have our site marked here in with a star on it in white. And you can see it's basically MR around there and Ocean View. And then all these green stars on here are actually existing RPCs, or at least RPCs that were existing at the time that the comp plan was done. So our requested MRRPC zoning is totally consistent with the existing zoning and the nature of the area. Just for comparison purposes, our requested 164 residential unit proposal results in a gross density on our parcel of 3.3 units to the acre. The approved density on the Ocean View Beach Club, the adjacent property that was approved under Ocean View, has a density of 4.2 units to the acre. So what we're proposing is actually significantly less than what's approved for the sister or adjacent development. So in summary, our application is consistent with the state's investment level 2 designation. It's in accordance with the county comprehensive plan. It's consistent with and similar to the existing MR and RPC zoning in the area and the nature of the existing developments in the area. When the county approved the conditional use for the continuing care retirement community in 2008, the county council made several findings about this parcel of land, which again I think are also applicable to our application. The county council found in that application that the subject property is an infill project, and I think you can see, particularly if you envision this as being developed, you can see there's no other word to describe it other than as an infill. The county council found that the conditional use was in accordance with the state strategies for state policies and spending investment level, which I've already mentioned, and it was in accordance with the county comprehensive plan since it was in the environmentally sensitive development area, the growth area. Again, I've already mentioned that. The council also found that the site would be served by public water and county sewer, identical to what we're doing, and that the use proposed was in character with the area and adjacent to existing significant residential communities and commercial areas within the adjoining communities of Ocean View and Bethany Beach. Before I turn it on to Zach, I want to address, I think maybe a question I'm going to get, and so I just want to get to it. When I had a hearing 2 weeks ago, Mr. Ross raised the question about the bonus density and considerations about that. And quite frankly, you know, you caught me a little off guard with that. I wasn't quite ready for that question, but I have given that considerable thought since then, because obviously I recognize that this was an issue that was there. And of course, like I said, the question could come up on this. This is an AR parcel of land that we're seeking to develop. So I think my response would be this. Any property owner has rights and options as to what they want to do with their property. In an AR district, there's several development options. So if a client came to me, as in this case, I basically can advise them that they could apply for a regular subdivision with AR density. They could request a cluster subdivision, give them smaller lot sizes, and they could purchase additional density. They could ask for a conditional use for multifamily use at AR density, or they could apply for a conditional use for multifamily use in a growth area with an option of buying additional density again. It's conceivable, and I don't know if this is possible, it's conceivable that they could request a combination of a cluster subdivision and the conditional use for a mixed-use development, and if it's located in the right place, you could, again, purchase additional density. As I said, that might be a bit complicated. I know no one's ever done that. I don't know if it can be done. That would be something Vince could figure out, whether that could be done or not. Or, other than those options, there's another option you can do. You can apply, as we're doing here, for MR zoning or an MRRPC. They're all the options that the zoning ordinance presents to us today. Now, as I said, these are all legal, valid choices on how to proceed. The choice would be based on numerous factors, I think the most important of which would be the nature of the area, the existing zoning of the area, the investment level under the State Policies Act, the relationship of the proposed development to the comprehensive plan, And there are all factors that would go into making that decision, as well as many other factors that we talk about. The physical condition, the availability of sewer and water, and all those considerations. Where those considerations support and justify an MR or MRRPC zoning, then I think that is a legal and proper request, and that is a land use decision. I think it's unfair and inappropriate to judge a zoning application on anything beyond the applicable legal standards for a zoning application, because that's what the comp plan says, that's what the zoning ordinance says. Now, I think what the real issue or concern is that we're dealing with this bonus density or the conditional use increased density, is that the county is approving increased density without receiving any compensation or generating any revenue to the county. And I certainly understand that this revenue is used for very desirable and appropriate goals, and that is land preservation. And I know this as well as anybody, because I'm on the Sussex County Land Trust. So, I mean, this is not something I'm not aware of. But at the same time, as I've already explained, if an MRRPC is appropriate under the land use, it should be something that's approved without considerations as to revenue. I think what I would suggest is that the county investigate the legality and appropriateness, and I don't know whether it's legal or appropriate, but it'd be worth investigating an ordinance that would establish a per unit fee for any increase in permitted density resulting from a zoning change. Now, again, that could also be complicated, but that discussion is something that's probably worthwhile. It's not a discussion that's appropriate for tonight.
Exactly.
But that bonus issue has come up, so I have to address it.
Well, all I can tell you is you gave a very clear and lucid answer to an unasked question. Well, that's fine.
That may be something that's already been done in other jurisdictions, so it may not be discovering the wheel. I mean, it may be something that's established. With that, I'd like to have Zach come up and review the site plan with you.
Good evening, again. Let me start off, for the record, Zach Crouch, Davis Bone, Fidel. I had a tax map on that we just received not too long ago since it was recorded, and I just noticed that it's not on there, but on all the aerials that are in your packet, actually in Exhibit 1, they all pretty much show Ocean View Beach Club. So, and the reason why I point that out is that you can see that the streets do line up and they go to an access point out on Muddy Neck Road, which is right across the adjacent subdivision. It's on every single one, but somehow I didn't get on that. But just for reference, just to show that, you know, the roads do line up and it does go through an access point. So with that being said, as Mr. Fuquay stated, we're here representing Light Hype Subdivision. The proposed project is within a level 2 area, and the project consists of 54.91 acres, which 5.25 acres is being residual land for the church. The project consists of 164 units with a mix of 123 single family townhouses and 123 single family and 41 townhouses, in which 75% of the total density is single family. The proposed access there again would be through Ocean View Beach Club, which ties into Muddy Neck and wish I could show that, except, I mean, it is on exhibits, in which we did have to go through DLDOT, and there's actually in Exhibit 7, there is a letter from DLDOT and if service level evaluation that we submitted per the requirements of the county that basically states that a TIS is not required based on the improvements that are already done at that intersection of the entrance of Ocean View Beach Club. The developer does have to participate in an area-wide study fee and also some signal agreements, but the entrances themselves have pretty much been designed to accommodate this parcel itself, this project itself. The project is when the is within the source water protection area. It's not located within the source water protection area, and it does fall within the 100-year flood elevation. And based on the new FEMA maps that just went into effect last month, they had this whole area in 100-year flood elevation. So what we're going to have to do in the flood elevation, 100-year flood elevation is 5. Well, 5 just comes up the ditch. All these elevations are 658, 7, 5, I think 552 is the lowest, but all the uplands that we're developing are out of the 100-year flood. So there again, when the new maps come out, of course, they're just geared around GIS data, and of course, we would submit a map amendment for the 100-year flood for that. We are within Inland Bay's watershed, so there is a requirement to reduce our stormwater management will have the reduction of 40% nitrogen and 40% phosphorus. The roads themselves will be built to Sussex County standards. Tidewater Utilities will be providing central water and fire protection for the project itself. We are within the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. We will have to be annexed into the district, but as stated in the TAC comments, there is capacity for this project, and it's been there's capacity allocated for the number of units that we're requesting. Stormwater management. Stormwater management, there's actually, I don't know if anyone's here in reference to stormwater management, but here's actually a pre and post of what we did for stormwater management, because there is some existing problems that if some residents are here, they would probably tell you that are upstream of this, which really deals with the ditches that run north and east, of course, east-west and north-south. These ditches are going to remain, and actually they're going to be cleaned out as part of our design, which is going to make a significant improvement to the upstream portion of the whole project. And I don't know if anyone's here, but I'm going to submit these pictures for record, just because the problem is that there's a pipe that drains this ditch here that connects the ditch that goes out to Assawoma Canal, which is a 12-inch pipe. That 12-inch pipe is actually, there's only about 2 inches that's not silted up. So with the improvements that we're doing, we're actually cleaning out this ditch. We're increasing this pipe to a 36-inch pipe. And the storm events go down from, the 100-year storm go down from 7.55 foot elevation to a 6.32 for the west ditch, which is on the western property, this one up here, and northern ditch, or the northern ditch and the western ditch, goes from 5.6 to 4.99. And that's just from cleaning out this ditch and replacing the pipes to something that's more adequate than what's there now. All of our stormwater management will be using a combination of wet ponds and bio strips and by swales to meet the green technology requirements. We're within the Millville Volunteer Fire Department, and of course electric and street lighting will be provided throughout the subdivision itself. There's a 20-foot buffer that surrounds the perimeter of the property that separates Ocean View Beach Club, Aswoman Canal, Ocean Way Estates, and also Ocean Way Estates. So there would be a planted buffer, which is also included in the presentation booklets. As far as amenities, there's, as Mr. Fuqua stated, when we started looking at this project and when our clients ended up getting it under contract with what's going on with Ocean View Beach Club, the decision was made to improve Ocean View Beach Club instead of having one clubhouse, to improve the square footage, improve the amenities as far as indoor, outdoor pool, and the spa. But we are providing a multi-use hard surface area, gazebo, and tot lot. And the townhouses are located so that they're interior of the subdivision. The perimeter of the whole subdivision has single-family lots, which basically adjoin single-family lots. So we integrated the townhouses, within, essentially located within the subdivision itself. The community was designed at 80% of all the lots front some type of open space. And there's interconnection of open space from one side of the project all the way over to the Aswoman Canal Trail, which was part of, Denerec wanted to have the ability to do that. We did it with Ocean View Beach Club, which connects here, and the trail is going to run up to the Aswoman Canal, in which, there would be a time point there as well. Sidewalks on both sides of the street, and I'm missing something. Yeah, in Aswoman Canal. It's been a long night, I'm sorry. That's all the...
Did you mention where the wetlands are?
Oh, yeah, the wetlands. The wetlands, there's a small portion of wetlands here in which we have the 50-foot tidal buffer, but the ditch itself, there's a... Back in 2006, and actually it's in the presentation booklet as well, there was a delineation done. It was approved by the Army Corps engineers, but unfortunately, they're only good for 5 years. We've had the wetland consultant, so it expired in 2011 per their previous application. The wetlands consultant is basically resubmitting that to get extended for another 5 years. That's about it. If you got any questions, please let me know.
Gentlemen, based on the information and reasons that we've presented, we do request your recommendation of approval for this MRRPC application. Again, it's for 164 residential units, 120 single family, 44 townhouse units with sidewalks on both sides of the street. Of course, that approval would be subject to appropriate conditions. I will submit to Mr. Lank to be handed out to you proposed conditions and findings for your consideration. That basically will conclude our presentation, of course, other than answering any questions you may have.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Fuqua. I have a few questions, if you would, please. Thought I read somewhere where you're being asked to enter into a future traffic signal agreement at corner of Jefferson Bridge and Kent.
I'll defer to Mr. Crouch on that.
Yeah. Actually, it's if you look at Exhibit, I think it's 7, the Del Dot letter. I don't remember what comment.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's where I got it from.
Yeah, whatever comment is, yes, that would be part of our approvals. I mean, we still have to go to DLDOT because we have to get a letter of no objection. So part of that letter of no objection, since the entrance was designed to accommodate the proposed subdivision, we'll have to submit a signal agreement with the developer for those improvements, if DLDOT chooses to do them.
And speaking of traffic, does what's popular down in that area, a lot of the communities offer a beach shuttle service. I know Bear Trap and several of the communities, Sea Colony have.
Ocean View Beach Club will be offering that as part of their amenity package. So with them sharing the amenity package, they would have the same, as Mr. Fuqua said, they're going to have the same
Opportunities, yes. So they could have the same opportunity to sit on the shuttle bus. The oversized amenities at the existing Ocean View Beach Club in town of Ocean View, adequate parking?
Yes.
Has the parking been
oversized? Well, when the building got bigger, of course, the parking got bigger. So, yes.
And do you believe the system of the sidewalks of help service your community with the Ocean View Beach Club that's in the town of Ocean View, so the people can walk?
Yeah, I think it's very interconnected with the, like I said, there's four actual roads which would have sidewalks that would interconnect to the Ocean View Beach Club, as well as the trails.
And as well as the trails, they both are.
You mentioned that you did decide to come in through a public hearing process at the county. Have there been any comments from management or administration of Town of Ocean View on this application?
As I said, this was a business decision to proceed under the county. The applicant, again, as I mentioned, considered the costs and benefits of seeking annexation. The applicant did meet with representatives of the Town of Ocean View. And again, after considering the pros and cons, elected to go under the county. And one of the reasons is that, you can elect annexation. That doesn't necessarily mean you get annexation. There is a process you have to go through that involves either or both approval by the council and approval, possibly by referendum, to get it approved. That is a whole process in itself. And then after that, you'd go through the zoning process to acquire whatever zoning you're seeking. It was just determined that that was not preferred. It was preferred to come to the county. That's not to say that at some future date it could be annexed, if that could be agreed to between the town and the owner.
But we don't have anything that indicates any comments, one way or the other, comments or suggestions, anything from town?
From the town? I'm not aware of any comments, and I don't think anything was in the record that I saw.
Nothing received.
They were sent notice.
All right, that's all the questions I have at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Ross?
Just to tail in on that line of thought, I mean, with you have municipal and you're kind of connected at the hip. I mean, are there overlapping rules, regulations that do they match, or are there conflicts within that?
Well, again, as far as these two developments are concerned, having the same developer, obviously, a lot of that seam doesn't exist.
But because the road specifications, are they the same? The sidewalk specifications the same? The sewer is going to be back and forth? Utilities? I mean,
yeah, they'll all be interconnected. I mean, again, with the same developer, as far as the sewer design and everything else, of course, that's really ultimately county engineer's call how that's designed.
Right.
But the roads, I don't think that. As far as I know, the Ocean View Road Standard is similar to Sussex County Road Standard as far as subdivision roads. Since this is being developed by the same developer, they're going to be similar. The sidewalks, everything else is going to be similar. I'm not aware of any aspects that would be negative or different, quite frankly.
Well, you're a pretty smart man, Mr. Fuqua. Someday you can figure out a way to make this handoff, if you will, between county and municipalities will run a little smoother, because it creates problems, for both governments. You mentioned that this was originally a gift, this property. and that the original intention was for a school or something of that nature. Has there any research done, or are there any restrictions on this gift placed by the giver as far as its use? Are you aware of that?
No, I'm not. I'm not personally aware of it, but from reading the minutes of the continuing care retirement community hearings that were held in 2008, and I was not involved in that, so I don't have any personal knowledge of that, but a lot of this was explained in that it was a gift from Mary Lighthype to the Episcopal Diocese. It did not have restrictions on it. It was just to be used as they saw appropriate. Originally, it was going to be a school, then a retirement community, and it was elected to sell it.
Right. The amenities you mentioned, we've had occasion in the past where amenities were, you know, programmed, but they weren't, you know, the scope, nothing was, no parameters, no size, no cost. Do we have some parameters on the amenities so that in the future we don't run into a question of, oh, well, we said an amenity, a swimming pool was 10 by 10, not 100 by 50. You know what I mean? Do we have some relative idea of what the size and scope of these amenities are going to be?
The amenities are pretty much set. I mean, it's going to happen, and that's one of the reasons why they went ahead and pursued making everything bigger, just because of the fact that they'll be done before this subdivision's ever even started. So when someone
does
buy,
some design already.
But yeah, I mean, there's the 8,000, the stuff that Mr. Fuquay stated. I mean, I can submit.
You can submit.
Zach, if I could just add, when the final master plan for the Ocean View Beach Club was approved by the town, those amenities are on that. Is that correct?
Those amenities they're specified in
right,
the conditions.
Right, they're specified on that.
You know. I mean, I think if you put them in a preliminary format, so you have some flexibility, but at least we have something to say, okay, we can flex this a little bit one way or the other, so that if we have a conflict or somebody drops the ball down the road, we have something to reference. Okay?
We will submit for the record a detailed list of what those amenities are in the
maybe a cost estimate.
Well, but I'll add, though, just for the commission's benefit, all the amenities, the major amenities, they're all in the town Ocean View, so the commission doesn't have any jurisdiction over the pool and the clubhouse. It's the amenities that are on here, the hard.
Right, but we'll just submit the information
yeah,
for
right.
the record.
I just so we're clear on that.
I mean, just for me, because I'm just a farmer and these guys are attorneys, so I'm a little behind. But, I mean, even though the amenities are in the municipality, if they're not on schedule according to our approval, we don't give building permits, right?
If that's how it's worded, that, you know, the amenities, you couldn't issue a building permit until.
I mean, we do have some authority to make sure that these things are done. I mean, I'm thinking of the peninsula as a prime example. Where
yeah.
It went totally crazy, and we had one with a swimming pool near Rehoboth the same
well,
way.
Well, I would say since I represented that the amenities in the Ocean View Beach Club would be available to these residents, I think it would be appropriate that you could put a condition on that, as we normally do, that before the 50th or the 100th or whatever you think is appropriate, a building permit is issued, that those other amenities have to be constructed.
And some draft architectural plan or something, you know, that we can benchmark.
Well, I don't know that we want to do that only because, again, that's a Ocean View thing, and I don't want to get into what their setbacks or building code requirements
well,
are.
I'm not worried about the setbacks. I'm worried about the size and shape and what the amenities are going to look like themselves. They can put them anywhere you want, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think we should get into that because, again, we don't have any we would put the applicant in a jam potentially where you would be saying it has to look a certain way when the town of Ocean View has the authority to approve it. I know what you're saying in regard to making sure they're done, but
okay.
I think, again, a condition saying that we don't get any more building permits passed unless those other facilities are done, whatever they may be.
Yeah, and I think we can do that. I don't think we can get into the design too much as we don't have any jurisdiction over that.
The sidewalks, are they all in the public easement or whatever? They're not on any private property lines or anything of that nature?
Yeah, all the sidewalks within the right-of-way, and then the trail connection is going to be within open space.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want to go there, Mr. Ross.
And the sidewalks are curb and gutter or?
Yeah.
The densities, Mr. Fuquay, you mentioned the Ocean View Beach Club density. How about Hunter's Run, the Ocean View Way Estates, Bethany West, Sea Colony, those Southampton, the other, even though they're not in county, do you have some benchmarks?
I didn't check the density on those, I mean, other than physically observing them.
Okay.
that they appear to be, I can't tell you whether, I know that two of those developments are HR, so they're HR for a reason, so I assume they're pretty high density. Sea Colony across the canal was HR. I know the density there is at least about 4, but I would think, similar densities to that. As I said, when you picture that this development is actually to the rear of an existing, a development under construction, that is 4.4 coming back to our, whatever I said, 3.3 or something.
At least they're similar densities and they're associated. And I appreciate your comments in advance of my question, which I was going to raise, but since you raised it, I don't have to. And I think, it's more of an issue of discussion. If you want to know the truth of it, I was a bit embarrassed to find that in code after being on commission almost 6 years. And I guess it was in my mind at one point, but somewhere it left. And as I was researching another application totally unrelated and trying to understand the request, and I'm going through the code book, and here I find this caveat that AR can purchase up to similar densities. And so it got my mind turning, and I thought, well, the best way to advance this discussion is to bring it out. I don't disagree with our earlier decision, and this, too, I think you make a valid point that it is a bit of an infill, but I am serious, gentlemen, when I say that, since I have rediscovered this particular thing in ordinance, that I think we have to be careful about undermining what we have for resource protection. Maybe it doesn't fit in every case. This might be one, and the other one may be as well. But that's in code for a reason, I think. And I don't want to undermine that. Or somebody can take it out if they want. It has been used.
And Mr. Ross, and I would add that I very well can picture having applications where I couldn't come to you asking for MR zoning, or I could, but I would probably get turned down. So I would elect not to do that. I would elect to say, if you want more density, you should buy it, because this is not an appropriate piece of property to be rezoned. All right. In my opinion, this one and the other one that we've already discussed are appropriate pieces of property.
Because you're representing them, of course, yeah.
Well, but again, my opinion, but based on the facts, these are.
Well, I mean, it has been used most recently. A pretty large check actually came in, which I found out after the fact. So it's something that we need to consider. Enough for the question, Mr. Chairman. I'm done, Bob.
In a hurry.
He's trying to think what my name is after a long night.
Mr. Johnson.
Well, Mr. Chairman, to save everybody a bunch of time.
It's usually Mr. Burton's name that I forget for some reason. I've only known him for 30 years.
Okay. Just call him Marty. I fully understand the application before. She presented us with very detailed information, and, of course, Mr. Ross and Mr. Smith are very thorough in their questions, so I don't need to drag this on any longer. I have no further questions.
Great. Mr. Burton.
I'm going to kind of piggyback off of Mr. Ross's comments on the fact that this is not in the town and the development that you're entering is. And, that has a great concern. And number one would just be police. The guys in the front of the development can call the Millville police, and the guys in the back have to call the state police. There's got to be some. And my guess is it goes further down in other things as well, like the sidewalks and the streets. And there just seems to be a double standard to developments that are sisters.
Well, as I said, it's conceivable this will be treated as a separate subdivision with shared amenities, which can certainly be done through restrictions and contractual things. The annexation question, as I said, it's a question of business decision. We're in the jurisdiction of the county. We're seeking jurisdiction of the county. The plus letter says they recommend annexation. I'm sure from the state's point of view, it does. It's needier, it's tidier to have it done that way. However, that recommendation is in that part of the letter that says these aren't the law, these aren't the requirements, and you're in no way required to do this. I mentioned that you have no guarantee it's going to be annexed. The people in the town may be not in favor of it, or the town council may not be in favor of it. And I will tell you from my personal experience, annexations have always been treated as an option of the property owner. You know, over the last 30 years, I've represented many municipalities, Seaford, Milford, Georgetown, Milton, Dewey Beach. You know, I'm not aware of any situation where anyone ever forced anybody to be annexed. It was always a voluntary choice to go into the town. Now, lots of times it was like, you can't get sewer if you don't, or you can't get water if you don't, or something like that. But again, it was always the property owner's decision. And in regard to this particular piece of property, when the trustees were doing the continuing care retirement community, they actually went to the town to be annexed. And the town told them they didn't want to annex them. They discouraged them from doing it. And they actually suggested to them that they should seek approval under the county jurisdiction. And there's a letter to that effect that's in the other change of zone file, changes or conditional use 1790. So, I mean, one thing would be that if there's a problem that this is an annex, it's actually the town that caused it, not you know, the trustees or my client. And again, if the town can pick and choose what they want to annex, then certainly the property owner should have the same right to pick and choose whether they want to be annexed. So that would be my response. That I understand the practical implications, and that's why I said that when the process is over, I think you can see what we're proposing is very similar to what the other development is. And when this process is over, hopefully favorably, it's very likely it will get annexed, to be honest with you.
Are you aware of any developments that are like this, that are their sisters, but they're not in the same town?
Not, I mean, there are. Not off the top of my head. I mean, I'm aware of some, and it's Ocean View and Millville, where just the way the town line was drawn, it runs right through the middle even of some lots. I mean, and then you got to figure out, you know, where you pay taxes to, who you deal with. So
there's actually one, Mr. Burton, where part of it is in Delaware and the other part's in Maryland.
Come to Delmar, baby. We've got it all.
Lawrence, it's in Selbyville, somewhere around down in.
Yeah, there's one.
There is.
One down.
Because the county sewer's in Maryland.
Bayview Estates.
Yeah.
It's parts in the Maryland side.
Yeah.
The one you reference in Ocean View is partially in Ocean View, partially in Millville, and partially in the county. Those country estates or something like that.
Right.
So it happens.
Because of the way the town's annexed and their incorporated boundaries didn't match and they couldn't settle. So it's just a little sliver of a slice of pie and that's county. Now they've had issues where they had to, they actually annex one of the towns, annexed it so they could have jurisdiction on the whole lot rather than a piece of it. But the individual had to apply.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all.
Is that it? Yep. Okay. Mr. Lang?
No question.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counselor?
Two questions. One, just for the sake of the record, the townhouses, they're single-family lot townhouses, though? Or not single, they're on lots, fee simple?
Yes, these are townhouse lots, which, again, they're still multifamily, but there's enough land that they can be located.
Okay. And then the other thing is, just strikes me that you're probably going to need a buffer along the church property just because that's going to be property of different ownership. Just something to think about.
Yeah, along here?
Yeah. I mean, I think it looks like the way it's designed, you can make it work because there's open space on the other side, but whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Zach, we'll review that.
That's all I have. Thanks.
Okay. All right, then. All right, Mr. Fuqua, if you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone left with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1768, Convergence Communities? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1768? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Okay, moving